You're listening to the 2010 SCAC Women's Basketball Media Day. Today I'm joined by senior forward Christina Beiler of Hendricks College. And Christina, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
And last year the Warriors posted a 20-5 record, 13-3 in the SCAC, first in the West, the most wins since 2000. You know, what did your team learn from last year's success?
I think we learned a lot. I think it was a good confidence boost for us to know that we have talent to compete with anybody in the league. And I think our loss to center in the tournament really fed our hunger for this year, and everyone came out hungry, and we know that we have the talent, and it's just been a big motivator for us to build on what we did last year and continue our success.
Another coaching transition after 1 year under Thad McCracken. Emily Cummings comes in and takes over the reins of the program, now the third coach in as many years. Just talk about the transition and how the team's adapted.
I think at first it was a struggle for everyone. It was, for the juniors, it was their third coach since they've been here. And like you said, it's our third coach in 4 years. And it was a little hard at first, but I think everyone's adapted really well. We're getting used to a new system of offense and defense. And we've had a lot of intensity in practice, and we've been working really hard. And that's helped the transition a lot.
Graduation, like every team, hits. You lose girls like Amanda Morris, Chelsea White, Lindsay Merritt. How do you go about filling those roles in the team, and how have you continued to be a leader on this Warriors basketball team?
We haven't had a whole lot of problems filling roles. We've had a lot of the junior class step up. They've been playing more of role positions for the past couple of years, and I think they were all ready to really get their chance to shine and step up, and they've definitely done that in practice. We have one of our point guards back this year who missed last year, and that's helped us out a lot. But the main thing is with that big class of juniors is just to make sure that they know, like, they can compete with anybody. They're no longer underclassmen. Like, this is their team more than anybody's, and it's just up to them to step up and to keep working hard, and they can do whatever they want to as long as they work hard.
Last season in your junior campaign, Christina, you averaged 17.3 points, 9.1 rebounds per contest, first team all conference. You know, what did you do this offseason to get yourself ready and better as a basketball player?
I had surgery in June, so I'm coming off another summer of doing rehab, broke my foot in the process. So for me, it's been basically going back to the fundamentals. All I've been able to do most of preseason is shoot and focus on my shot and work on my form, and I think that's helped a lot. Once I got to start moving around and putting things together, I've got more confidence in my jump shot than I have in the past 3 years. And that's really helped me just to be able to break things back down. And then my trip to Brazil helped a lot. That was just a great experience. It was a lot of fun to get to play with some of the best players, you know, in Division III basketball. And, you know, I walked away with the confidence knowing that even on a broken foot, I could still compete with some of the best players in the country. And I wouldn't have traded any of my teammates for any of those girls that I played with in Brazil. And that was something that I brought back to them and just told them, you know, I wouldn't for anything. Like, we have one of the best teams, and, you know, we can go out and we can compete at a high level.
Senior season, do you feel a sense of urgency heading into the year?
I do. It would be really nice for us to be able to back up our success from last year and to continue to build on it. And I think that's one of the biggest challenges is getting us all to realize that we have a little bit bigger target on our back. Like, we obviously won the West last year, so we are the team to beat going into the year. And we've just got to maintain our focus. And, you know, we really don't want to have any setbacks, but at the same time, like, we have to realize that we're still adapting to a coaching change. We're still learning a new system of offense. And right now we're not expecting things to be perfect. We're not expecting everything to click. But we definitely want to get there soon so that we're peaking at the right time during the season.
Last year the Warriors were second in the league, averaging just over 7 3-point field goals made per contest. How do you continue that trend, and might that change a little bit with Coach Cummings and a new style of offense?
It might change a little bit, but we're running a really high-paced offense, and more than anything, we're just looking for reads and reading the defense and taking our shots when they come. And we've got a lot of great shooters on our team. We've got some of the best three-point shooters in the conference, I think, and none of that's changed throughout preseason. Everyone's shooting the ball really well. everyone has a lot of confidence in their shot. And I don't expect it to change a lot. We're going to put a lot of emphasis on transition buckets. And, you know, if we never have to run an offense all year, that'll be great. So, but I think our shooters are doing great, and they know how to get open and know when to take good shots. And I think we'll be all right with that.
Again, you're listening to the 2010 SCAC Women's Basketball Media Day. Today I'm joined by senior forward Christina Byler of Hendricks College. And Christina, you've talked about it a little bit, but you have a really strong junior class. Just talk about girls like Sam Devlin, Anna Roan, Jordan Henderson. You know, what makes that group such a good group of ball players, and how have you seen them really develop over the past few years?
They've developed a ton since their freshman year. When they came in as freshmen, I think 11 came in with that class, and we still have eight of them, and so that's helped. They have a really good core group. They're all best friends off the court. They trust each other. You know, they like each other, and on the court, that's developed great chemistry with that entire group, and it's really rare that you see a group of that many talented players, you know, get along and see eye to eye on things and be able to play that well on the court together. But they all complement each other so well. Obviously, Sam Devlin is a tremendous driver. She goes to the hoop really strong, and we've been trying to get her to improve her jump shot to add another component to her game, and she did that in the offseason. She's developed that, and she's got a great 15-foot jumper. Her three-point shot's coming along. And then you've got Jordan, who is one of the purest three-point shooters that we've had in a long time. She can just stroke the ball, catch and shoot, and she's got a ton of confidence in her game right now. And then Anna complements both of them really well. She can dribble, she can drive, she can shoot. She's been rotating in during the preseason at point guard a little bit, so she's got a lot of confidence in her ball handling ability right now, and they've grown a lot since their freshman year. They all have a tremendous amount of confidence, and I'll be anxious to see what they do with that confidence.
You know, the SCAC provides so many challenges, Christina. Just talk about the difficulty of navigating an SCAC schedule and what makes this league so competitive.
Well, I think one of the biggest problems for us is just the amount of travel. We had a tough away schedule this year. We go 2 DePaul Center, 2 Suwanee Oglethorpe, and then obviously we go 2 Colorado and Trinity and Austin within the West. But I think we calculated it in the offseason, and we're on a bus about 93 hours this year. So one of the biggest challenges for us is, without the stress of keeping up with school and stuff, is to just find ways to stay focused on the road. You know, you play a late game on Friday, you've got to occupy yourself all day. And I think that's one thing that our upperclassmen have learned to accomplish, is just to keep that focus and realize that it's a game day and we've still got to maintain our focus. And then it's hard keeping up with classes and stuff. Our professors are great with helping us with missed tests or, you know, turning assignments in early and going above and beyond to help us. But, you know, the travel is great. The freshmen are all looking forward to traveling. And, you know, for them, it's a whole new experience. And for upperclassmen, it's just a matter of maintaining focus, you know, keeping up with grades and realizing that, you know, on the road it's a business trip, but you still have to, you got to find that balance between focus and fun. So I think that's one of the hardest things that we face.
There's no question the travel is a unique dynamic in the SCAC. I want to switch to home court. Talk about what it's like playing in front of your home fans and really the importance of protecting home court, especially in conference play.
We love playing at home. We've got some great fans. We always have a great Friday night crowd. Last year night when we played Austin at home, it was one of the best home environments I can remember since we played back in Old Grove. And it's really nice to have the support of the student body. We don't have football, so basketball is more of our big sport, and we get a lot of fans for that. But we always want to come out and play hard, and we always go into the year with the mentality that we should never lose a game, and especially during conference. Like, it's so hard traveling and playing on the road that you want to make sure you win all of those home contests so that if something happens on the road and you lose the team you shouldn't, that you've got those home court wins. But we love playing at home, and it's nice to be in a routine. We really do better when we have that routine of, you know, going to class, doing pregame, having a walkthrough and playing as opposed to having all the free time. So it's good for us structure-wise, but we love playing at home. It's great. It's a great environment, and we really try to win as much as we can when we're there.
Talk about the incoming freshman class that you guys have, the new faces on the team. How have they been adapting to the college life? And do you feel like you have some girls that could make an impact on this team this year?
We've got four freshmen this year, and they all came into preseason as freshmen. They played like freshmen. They acted like freshmen. They were as clueless as freshmen should be. But once practice started, I think they've got some confidence. We have a couple of girls that will come in off the bench and provide us some depth. We have a guard and a post, and we had a scrimmage Monday night, and we went back and watched film, and Coach Cummins was supposed to point out, like, you know, you played like freshmen. You're timid. You got the ball. You weren't sure if you wanted to shoot, if you should shoot. Like, get that out of your head. And we came back yesterday at practice, and I feel like they grew up a lot just from watching film of our scrimmage. And I think that the confidence will come over time. But I think they'll definitely come in and provide some depth for us at the guard and post spot. And they've been working hard, and it's nice. We've got our numbers up this year, and it's nice to have enough players at position to be able to scrimmage, you know, 5-on-5 and to get some work in, where in the past we've had to have post players guarding guards or guards guarding posts because we haven't had the numbers. So they've also helped us out in practice a lot, making practice more competitive.
You know, for our listeners out there, Christina, talk about what they can expect to see from a Coach Cummings-led basketball team.
I think you're going to expect to see a lot of pressure on defense. You're going to expect to see just a really fast-paced defense. We call it in-your-shorts defense. Like, we want to be so close and so intimidating that basically we're wearing somebody else's shorts when we're playing defense. I know that sounds crazy, but... and then from that, we're going to try to transition into a fast-paced offense, get as many transition buckets as we can. That's been a really big emphasis. And other than that, we're just going to play, you know. We're going to drive to the basket, make plays. You know, we've got great players to know how to play the game, and just look for our open shots. Try not to overthink things, and we're just going to try and play a really high-paced game. But it all starts on the defensive end for us.
And finally, just talk about the goals for the 2010-11 Warriors, and what are two or three things that you guys have really been working hard in preseason and practice leading up the season in order to be ready to play?
We haven't really set goals in stone, but one of our goals, obviously, is we want to get to the SDAC championship game. We felt like last year we came out against Center and we got outplayed and we didn't execute our game plan, and the things that we had done all year that had made us successful, we didn't carry those over into that game. And I think that left us hungry and with a bitter taste in our mouth. And so, obviously, that is one of our goals. We feel like we can compete with any team in the conference. And I think we proved that last year with the turnaround that we had, with virtually the exact same personnel we had for the previous 2 years. And so, I think that, obviously, getting back there is one of our main goals. And, we want to improve on what we did last year, and I mean, like any team, we want to win the national tournament. We want to make the national tournament. We just want to go out and win games and have fun and play together as a team, and I think that's one of the biggest things for us, is just to keep improving and get better every day. And to do that, we've been putting a lot of emphasis on our defense and making sure we have our rotations right and our matchups, and that's led to our offense. Our offense isn't quite where we want it to be yet, but I think with time, that will come. And we're not worried about our offense, but all of our focus has been on defense and creating steals and turnovers and transition buckets and rebounding. And so I think that will be the key to helping us win our games.
A native of Little Rock, Arkansas, senior forward Christina Byler of Hendricks College. Again, the Warriors open up their 2010-11 campaign at home against East Texas Baptist November 15th. Christina, thanks so much for your time, and best of luck as you move forward through your senior season.
Thanks, I appreciate it.